Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, today we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that is training all of your teams in one sales training workshop. When I say all your teams, in this particular example, I use the co-op. And so they have an agronomy, a feed, an energy, and a grain team. In your company, you might have a sales, a marketing, and a customer service team. Equipment stores, they'll have equipment salespeople, parts service, and maybe precision ag. And in feed companies or supplement companies, they might have dairy, beef, swine, and the retail feed business. And those are very different sales scenarios and have different requirements for how to be successful. However, there is a tremendous advantage. There's seven of them, advantages to bringing them all together into one sales training program. Let me ask you a few questions to get started. Does your agronomy team connect with your feed team? Does your energy team know who the feed salespeople even are? So in the last 30 days, has any one of your salespeople reached out to another department and referred a sales lead? Well, if you answered no to any or all of those questions, trust me, you're not alone. This scenario is too frequent in almost every company that I work with. A combined sales training workshop is a great way to tear down some of those departmental walls or silos, as we like to call them, and establish what I'd like to call a culture of collaboration. When preparing for a sales training workshop, the sales manager will frequently express this concern. In the scenario I'm describing, it happens to be a co-op. They have a large agronomy team, a smaller feed team, and an even smaller energy team, and a variety of people who originate grain for the co-op. The agronomy salespeople are on almost every farm of any decent size in the primary market area. And almost every farmer in the draw knows and has a relationship with the grain team. Problem is, the feed team and the energy salespeople, they're on farms spread across the whole area, yet few of them are communicating in real time. Now, CRM is supposed to cure all this, and it probably would if it was actively used by everyone. However, few companies are using a CRM, and even fewer using one properly to communicate in real time. Well, to lay the groundwork and develop a culture of collaboration, a customized workshop will start the process of obtaining these benefits. And so what are the benefits? Well, here are seven benefits from bringing them all together into one sales training workshop. Well, number one, it builds trust. And this is step one. Without trust, your team will never bring a fellow salesperson to their customer. The personal interaction that goes on inside the workshop, as well as on the breaks and at meals and the evening gatherings, allows the departments to interact, get to know each other, and realize that the other department folks aren't so bad. Well, the byproduct of this interaction is trust, which is absolutely necessary for a salesperson to take another salesperson to their customer. Well, the second benefit of putting everyone in one sales training program is that it creates a common language around customers. Your team needs to learn how the other departments view customers and prospects. They need to learn how to speak to each other about each other's customers. And to help each other, they need to understand who might be a good referral and who isn't. Well, the third benefit from a combined sales training workshop is that it fosters team selling opportunities. And this is one of the greatest outcomes that can happen. I usually hear these conversations at breaks and the training day as the different departments mingle. I'll hear them discussing opportunities to introduce each other to their customers. The fourth is increased collaboration. Mostly this involves increased communication. And communication is the fuel that drives all the other benefits of sales training. As much as you'd like to think that your company and your sales team are out there communicating with each other, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but they get very siloed. And so just physically bringing them to one place at one particular time and just doing what might be called forced collaboration helps increase that communication. Well, the fifth benefit that you get out of this is it gives you a competitive advantage. I mean, think about it. A unified front of competent salespeople is a strength. Customers see how committed your company is to the industry and the local ag economy. As a single line provider, all I could bring to my customers was my product line. I got frequent objections because the co-op was also their agronomy provider. They also owned the local elevator and collectively was owned by the customers themselves. This wasn't always an easy obstacle to overcome. There really was no comeback when they would have that objection. And it seemed like the more product lines a producer bought from them, the tougher it was to switch. And it really got tough when the producer was actually on the co-op board. The sixth advantage you get from bringing folks together is a share of wallet. Now, I've never been a big fan of this term, but I'm a very big fan of the concept. It is estimated that it requires 7 to 10 times more effort to sell a prospect than a current customer. Whether it's 7 or 10 times, let's just say it's easier, faster, and often more productive time for a salesperson to focus on growing their business with current customers. In one example, the feed team was driving 30 or 40 miles running around to find prospects on a regular basis, while driving right past many current grain and agronomy customers who own livestock but didn't buy from them. Why? Well, often they'll say, you know, I never really spend much time with them, referring to the grain or the agronomy team. Well, wouldn't it be nice to get all the background info on a prospect before ever setting foot on the farm? Get their phone number, the best time to call them, who really makes decisions on the operation, who they currently buy from. Better yet, having that trusted salesperson from your company introduce you on a sales call. Well, the seventh and last, and one maybe even the most important aspect of bringing all the team together and the benefit that you achieve is it creates a culture. The fact that the leadership team thought it was important enough to have everyone in one group, it sets the tone. It sets the expectation and shows the importance of collaborating as one team to the customer. And this is what develops the culture within your organization. Again, I use the co-op sales team in this example. However, there are similar opportunities in companies all through agribusiness. The challenge to this type of all-in-one workshop is to keep the various departments engaged. The feed team doesn't want to sit there and hear hours of technical agronomy discussions. The agronomy team will disengage if the subject turns to energy selling. A very customized structure in the workshop is the critical element to having multiple departments in one large workshop without having them get disengaged. Well, hey, if your team would like to explore the opportunity of holding a workshop with multiple departments, give me a call and let's have a discussion on it. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.